You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Ang FIFA World Cup segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng TAB. We love a bet.
Kasama natin ngayon si Mike Moran, ang ating analista, upang tayo ay bigyan ng pagbubuod ng ikasampung araw ng World Cup. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Mike.
Yes, good morning, Claudette.
Ayan, Mike, balita ko naging mas mainit at madrama ang mga laban kagabi.
Yes, certainly. Dramatic is the word. We saw three very lively matches last night. All of them entertaining in different aspects. The first game was Belgium against Tunisia, which actually Belgium won 5-2, and their talent was on display. So from the first 20 seconds, Belgium was awarded a free kick. And in the fourth minute, the midfielder Eden Hazard, one of Belgium's best players, was fouled just on the penalty line, which the referee deemed a penalty. So it was a penalty for Belgium, and Hazard easily dispatched it for a 1-0 lead. The game was open. It's very fast-paced, with the Hazard standing out, being very lively. The second goal of Belgium was scored by their top forward, Lukaku. He had a strong run to put Belgium ahead, and finished clinically to put Belgium ahead 2-0. That resulted from a steal from the Belgian midfielder Mertens, who was also very good in this match. Tunisia bounced back almost immediately from a free kick that saw Dylan Brown, accurately head the ball into the Belgian net. So Tunisian confidence was lifted from then. The first half saw attacks from both sides, end-to-end. Just before the half ended, the Belgian rising star, De Bruyne, penetrated the defense, passed the ball to Lukaku, who scored his second goal, which gave Belgium a 3-1 lead into the end of the first half. Tunisia started the second half very aggressively and managed to put another goal in, so it was 3-2 in favor of Belgium. So the counterattacks, though, by Belgium were swift and always dangerous. We saw a perfect pass again from the fullback to Hazard, who scored his second goal with three very amazing touches to put Belgium ahead 4-2. In the dying minutes, Belgium added a fifth goal to end a very thoroughly entertaining game. So they won 5-2, so which was like really a goal fest.
Mm.
Yeah, so this puts Belgium ahead in the group.
Mm.
The rest of the games will be watched with interest, particularly England against Panama, which is tonight.
Mm. Pero sa tingin mo ba, Mike, magiging malakas na koponan itong Belgium?
Yeah, I think Belgium are one of those teams that will probably end up in the round of 16. People tend to forget that Belgium actually ended up in the quarterfinals in 2014, and the nucleus is still basically the same team. They've only gotten better, so I expect them, particularly from their recent showing, with all their talent on display, to give a good performance into the next round.
Mm-hmm. Mike, yeah. Tungo naman tayo sa Korea Republic versus Mexico, Grupong F.
Yes, that was also a very interesting game. Mexico came in the match full of confidence after beating Germany. It was a scrappy start. The Koreans were very eager to assert themselves, and they were committing quite a few fouls on the Mexicans, trying to be aggressive. So a lot of those fouls resulted in a Mexican counterattack, which saw a handball by a Korean defender, and the penalty was awarded for Mexico. So their veteran fullback Carlos Vela scored the penalty, which gave Mexico a 1-0 lead, which was around the 26th minute. So the Koreans were looking shaky again after that that goal. In the counter attack, which was intercepted by Ochoa, the goalkeeper, he saw Lozano dribble past two and shoot way above the target, which ended the first half 1-0 in favor to Mexico. So the second half was a rather tame start, but it started to pick up. And there was one good attempt, the first real one, which was saved by the Korean goalkeeper from an attack of Mexico. So it was starting to open up, and we saw a lot of end-to-end football. Mexico started giving a few balls away, and Korea started to dominate on the counter, so, and which actually left Koreans slightly growing in their confidence. However, that also put them a little bit exposed. So when they started countering, Mexico was who's also a very good counter-attacking team. And a very fast one put pressure on the Koreans as well. So Hernandez put the veteran Hernandez put Mexico back in the lead in the 66th minute. He put Mexico two goals ahead, so they were ahead 2-0. The fourth Mexican got booked. So there was quite a lot of bookings for the Mexicans because of the fouls that they were committing. Sorry, the Koreans, because of the fouls that they were committing. But because of their persistence, they finally got in one goal into stoppage time, which was a magnificent strike by the Korean Son, about 35 yards out. And Son was by far their best player. So the match ended up 2-1. In favor of Mexico, which really puts Korea under a lot of pressure.
So where does this leave them?
Well, they I think they've got two losses. They haven't shown much really in the tournament. I guess they can just redeem themselves in their last match.
And we move on, Mike, sa ikatlong laban ang Germany versus Sweden.
Yes, that was, I would say, probably the most interesting of the matches, definitely the most exciting. Germany started off strong immediately, pressing the Swedish goal. They were keen to make up for their first loss against Mexico. But the Swedish countered also with attacks of their own. So I think they probably, being in the same group as Mexico and Korea, they probably saw the way the Mexicans played against Germany, and they found out that the Mexicans counterattacked very well, and that's why they were able to beat Germany. So they did a little bit of their own. So in the Swedish counters, they actually scored on a counter, which was a surprise, and took the lead 1-0, which was initiated by a mistake from the normally reliable German halfback midfield Toni Kroos, who gave the ball away to the Swedes in the midfield. So it was intercepted, and a pass to the forward Tivonen. He hit it over the goalkeeper and put the Swedish ahead 1-0. So that was a very, very interesting goal by him. So the Germans went hard, and they before that the Swedes had a few more attacks, and they could have actually put another two goals at the back of the net. So it ended up 1-0 in favor of Sweden, and Germany were looked like they were really a broken team. Mm. So anyway, in the beginning of the first in the beginning of the second half, the German forward Royce equalized on a cross from the German number 9 Vernon, and Olsen, the Swedish goalkeeper, was beaten 1-1. So it was a good goal, and definitely a very vital goal for Germany. So the Germans swarmed ahead immediately. Müller missed some. The other fullback Hector missed on another German attack, which was building. So it was really drama-filled. Mm. Sweden kept their composure because they didn't want to lose the match, and were countering on their own. So the intense German pressure in the final 20 minutes of the second half really pinned the Swedes in their own half. So anyway, towards the end of the match, we were ready into 90 minutes. So we had 5 minutes of stoppage time. The normally mighty and composed Germans appeared really rattled. Mm-hmm. So finally, in the 94th minute, Roos, who gave up the ball to the Swedes in the first half, which resulted in the Swedish goal, had a chance to redeem himself. He had a free kick just outside the penalty box from slightly on the side, which he put in an amazing free kick from that corner to put Germany in the lead 2-1. So definitely a dramatic finish to that match, and very entertaining.
Yes.
Pulsating as well. So definitely three very good matches in the world. Yeah. So as you said, the games are starting to heat up.
Abangan muli natin si Mike Moran para sa pagbubuod ngayong Martes. Maraming salamat sa iyo, Mike, at magandang umaga.
Thanks very much, Claudette, and to all the listeners as well.
This FIFA World Cup segment was brought to you by TAG. We love a bet.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.